because this directly impacts families, it directly impacts kids, and that is the issue of bullying. Is there a quick fix to the bullying? I know that the superintendent put out new guidelines at the end of last school year. Can you talk a little bit about whether those guidelines have taken hold, and are our schools safer for our kids than they were?
Well, number one, as I said it on past shows, the bullying doesn't, you're not going to address it unless you put teeth behind the law. They have a bullying law and they don't have teeth behind it. You have to have a punishment when that child does that. You know, they have restorative justice, which does not work. We need to have, you know, it's like I brought up when I, before I left, I brought to the board a three-way process how to stop this bullying. That means if your child gets caught bullying, that child, their parents have to go through a parenting class of 3 hours. The child has to go through a bullying class 3 hours, and they have to have a 3-hour parenting class. That's 9 hours of education. And then you'll find out where that, because the bullying comes from home. It doesn't come from the school. It comes from home because somebody's teaching that child how to bully in that household, in around that family member. So, but they don't want to hear that for some odd reason. They want to waste people's time. And kids are going to get hurt. So maybe we, I mean, like I said, I've talked to a couple legislators and I've talked to the sheriff, Lombardo. He agrees with me 100% with that. You know, because again, it's just like anything. You get a ticket driving fast, you're going to think about it. There's a value added to that. You know, because again, it's going to say, hey, I got a ticket, I better slow down. You know, kind of put your mind in a check. You know, so I'm hoping we can get that on in the next legislative session, not just locally, but statewide.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. We've got an election coming up in 70 days, 10 weeks. Can you talk a little bit about the importance relative to who you elect, not just for the Senate or the congressional races, but down the ballot, these races involving school board members and members of the Assembly and the State Senate, how important they are to the education of their children?
Absolutely, and I thank you for allowing me. And remember, all politics are local, so it depends on who you're going to get in the governor, who you're going to get your lieutenant governor, your attorney general, because let's go back to the attorney general. Her name is Segal Chadha. She is not afraid to put a lawsuit and get things done. We have an attorney general right now that's not enforcing a law that's on the books, AB 469. That means money follows the student. Well, they're not doing that, the Clark County School District. They should be sued, and the receivership should be taken back by the state because they're not following the law. Segal Chadha said that she would enforce that law because it's money leaving the student from that money for leaving that student from that school that makes a difference, Kevin. And
it's,
then let's go. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Kevin. No. Go ahead.
All right, and then, like I said. Everybody's crucial because they're going to make laws for schools. So people have to pay attention. If they're having a problem, have them, listeners, and I know we have a lot of people from the Nevada GOP and the Clark County Republican Party, we actually care about what goes on in our kids. We care about what's going on in our community. We care about the workers. We care about everybody. Our tent's big enough. We're not going to divide people. We're uniting people. We've got unions coming aboard. We've got moms and dads. We've got business owners getting involved. And this is what's going to take to get back our state, Kevin. And people like you getting the message out on your radio show. And I appreciate that.
Well, we do the best we can. Kevin, thank you so much. I appreciate it. By the way, are we going to get you back in the arena anytime soon?
Yeah, I will. I'm not too far behind. I'm out there still working. Like I said, you know, we're out there busting our butts, trying to make a better community, Kevin.
Good for you, man. Give my very best to your mom. We'll talk again soon. Thanks so much, Kev.
I just want to say I love you, Mom. I know she's listening.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you, Kevin, so much.
All righty. Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board member, School Board of Trustee member, and a guy that cares desperately about your children. Even though they're not his children, he treats them almost like they are his children, and he cares deeply for them. Stay where you are. By the way, Scott Hammond will join us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We'll talk a little bit of education, all kinds of stuff. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 1:30, as we check out our conditions on the area freeways, if you are a regular traveler of Interstate 15 through the Resort Corridor, you might want to leave a couple of minutes early because this is a trend that's been going on all week long. On Interstate 15, some slow flows there. Northbound at Sunset, southbound at Spring Mountain. Possible contributors, no HOV lanes are available there at Tropicana. And it's going to be that way until about the middle of September. We're also seeing some congestion on the Beltway 215 East at Las Vegas Boulevard. And remember the overnight road work on the 15 between Tropicana and Flamingo. Restrictions begin at 7.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
A 2-2 game in the fifth. Next pitch swings and drives one deep into right center field. This ball's tearing deep, and this one is out of here.
Angels Radio with the call. 4-3 the win over the Yankees on Monday. Shohei Ohtani with the heroics. Aaron Judge hit his 50th homer of the season, but it was Ohtani coming out on top this time in the showdown between two potential MVPs. Brandon Drury drove in three runs as the Padres held off the Giants 6-5. Freddie Freeman's RBI grounder in the 10th lifted the Dodgers past the Marlins 3-2 Monday night. Trey Turner had his 1,000th career hit. The college football season gets underway this weekend. This Saturday, UCLA's home against Bowling Green. Number 14, USC at home against Rice. Stanford hosts Colgate. The Cal Golden Bears home against UC Davis. Cal Poly at Fresno State this Thursday night. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons. Anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget, top of the hour, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, will join us. We'll talk about the state of politics in our state. With 70 days left to Election Day, 10 weeks, and we'll know if the big red wave was a big red wave. One of the things that I thought was interesting last night was Kellyanne Conway. talking about Joe Biden and the MAGA extremism comments, which, by the way, absolutely reprehensible. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. A president who campaigned as a guy that was going to be a uniter turns out he's a big time divider. When you call half of the electorate, the half that didn't vote for you, as MAGA extremists. And that's kind of sad. Let's go to cut one, though. This was Kellyanne Conway last night on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Joe Biden goes out there and he says, ultra MAGA, and people start making hats and T-shirts and having ultra MAGA boat parades are probably next. He doesn't realize Make America Great Again is what MAGA stands for. And boy, do people really miss it. People are saying life was so much better not that long ago. How do we get back there? And Sean, I want to say this. Folks, this is a pattern. Barack Obama, 14 years ago, people are clinging to their guns, their God, their religion. Hillary Clinton, the deplorables, and even worse, irredeemable. Andrew Cuomo, well, he was still governor, saying if you're pro-life, you shouldn't be in New York. Kathy Hochul, his successor, just as bad a governor, really, she said this weekend, if you're a Republican, you don't belong in New York, go to Florida. Why are you castigating and denigrating our fellow brothers and sisters? And I just want your viewers to know, folks, they think they're better than you. It's very simple. It's everything you said about climate and abortion. It's everything Kaylee said, of course. But it's also, they actually look down upon you. They don't think that you're like them. They don't want their kids to go to school with yours. They don't want you to live in their neighborhoods. They don't want you to work in their industries. They think they're better than you. And in the end, Sean, they don't realize that their obsession with getting one man with Donald Trump means they've never taken one second to get to know the 74 million Trump voters. They don't know a thing about them.
How do you feel about that? I watched that last night and it was jaw dropping. I mean, that's how bad it was. That I'm sitting there watching this and I'm going, she's right. Kellyanne Conway is right. Unbelievable. That's the best way to describe it. That these people don't know the 75 million people that voted for Donald J. Trump. They don't know who these people are that wear those crazy red hats, those MAGA hats. And you know what's saddest about the whole deal? They don't want to know you. They still think you are deplorables. You are a basket of deplorables. That's exactly what you are to them. And that's why we need to defeat them 70 days from now. 70 days from now, you're going to get a chance to make a statement. 10 weeks from now, you're going to have a chance to introduce yourselves to these Biden folks. And we'll find out who the true fascists are, or even semi-fascists. That's what's so sad about this. They don't want to know you. They don't want your opinion at school board meetings. They don't want you to be able to express yourself. Woke culture on display. That's what we are faced with. Stay with us. More to do. We'll talk more about this. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Stay where you are. Don't touch that dial. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If your smartphone is blowing up, as mine is, you know that Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, has passed away. And he was a major world figure for many, many years. And but Mikhail Gorbachev dies, the last leader of the Soviet Union. More on that coming up at the top of the hour. First, though, let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us, here's how you do it, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Clinical Carl. Hey, Carl, you're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hey, Kevin. Hope you're doing well. Gorbachev dying, I'm sure that made one of your callers, your regular callers, Brady, very unhappy, because he seems to always love Putin. And he thinks they're the greatest, even though they want to destroy this country. But that's fine. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about, you had a man on from the school board, and he was talking about bullies and so forth. And let me explain something real quick to you. Children, as they're young children in the home, as they're raised, they psychologically and mentally, they don't hate anybody. They're not bullies. It's learned from their environment, from their parents. If your parents are racist for some reason, hate certain people, they're going to grow up basically to be a racist. If their parents are bullies and bullies the child himself or other people, they're going to grow up to be a bully. It's all a home. Basically, it's a home thing. It's not a child doesn't grow up to be a bully, or it's not ingrown in their genes when they're born.
But you're saying it's learned.
It's, of course, it's learned in the home. Yeah. As a child is growing up, if your parents were constantly talking, putting as a racist, you know there are racists out there. I'm sure there are people who are, and constantly the child hears somebody saying the damn N-word or this or that. Or the, I hate them, or that's ingrained in their psyche. They're going to grow up to be basically like that.
I'm glad you called. I'm going to have to go to a break here in just a minute, but thank you for the call. I don't know that I totally agree, because I have known people of age, shall we say, senior citizens, who drop the N-word all the time. Their children don't. Their children learn what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. And I'll just tell you, I've got lots of senior friends, some that are still living back in the 1950s relative to their language and their attitudes and that kind of thing. But their kids never go that way. So I would disagree with you on that, because that's one where I think basically kids learn. They learn good stuff. They learn bad stuff. Now, they also change. And they're not always living with mom and dad. And basically, this whole thing of being a racist, I don't think it's passed down generation to generation. I'm sorry, but I just don't think so. I want you to hear Mike Davis. One of the things that has come up in the talk about the Mar-a-Lago raid was whether this is justified enough. Was this constitutionally okay? Mike Davis, if you don't know who Mike Davis is, he is a former Justice Gorsuch clerk. Law clerk with the Supreme Court. He was on cable news last night sizing up the Mar-a-Lago raid. Listen to this is cut three, by the way, cut three. Mike Davis, the former Justice Gorsuch law clerk. Here he is.
So the Biden Justice Department and the FBI has a pretty bad track record as it relates to President Trump. We've seen that they have weaponized, they have politicized law enforcement repeatedly to get Trump. This was an unprecedented, unnecessary, unlawful home raid on a former president. The whole legal basis for the raid has been blown apart. They went after Trump. They said he may have violated the Espionage Act. That's not even possible. As the commander-in-chief, he can declassify anything he wants. They say he may have stole or misused government property under the Presidential Records Act and other statutes. That's just not possible. There's a 2012 a decision by an Obama judge that former presidents can take personal records with them when they leave office. So there goes the obstruction allegations. It's legally impossible to obstruct non-crimes like they're trying to investigate here. There's a track record of lying in this case. They leaked out that Attorney General Merrick Garland did not personally approve this raid. That's a lie. They leaked out that Trump had nuclear documents at Mar-a-Lago. That's a lie. They leaked out that President Biden and the Biden White House did not have a heads up about this raid. That's a lie. President Biden had to waive President Trump's executive privilege in order to pave the way for this raid. I think Judge Cannon understands that they also yet Attorney General Merrick Garland said he deliberated 4 weeks to make this decision. Well, okay, so Trump had these documents for 18 months. The Attorney General had to deliberate for weeks, and they waited 3 days after they got a warrant from this biased magistrate judge, Bruce Reinhart, who just recused in Trump's civil lawsuit 8 weeks ago, somehow his bias went away. If Trump had such damning records down there, why did they wait so long? Why did they wait to go get these documents?
Good point. Good point. Mike Davis, the former Justice Gorsuch clerk, pretty smart guy. Pretty smart guy. Stay where you are. Today is cutdown day in the National Football League. The Raiders surprised some people, believe it or not. We'll talk about that with Gentleman Jim coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. The very latest from Raiders camp. Yeah, believe it or not, the cuts are in. They had till 1 o'clock, I guess, 1 o'clock this afternoon. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Whenever I'm in a loud, crowded place, whether it's a sports bar for a game, an airport, or maybe a ballroom for a noisy political fundraiser, I always think of my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends and family sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. It drove me nuts. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That phone number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Did you miss out on buying the home of your dreams because rates increased? As a wholesale lender, GFL Capital Mortgage has more options to turn your dreams into reality. Our wholesale rates, fees, and process can increase with your purchasing power. So don't wait to buy just because rates are high. Marry the home while you date the loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 529-2444. Listen to our weekly show, After Close, on 670 KMZQ every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending. Nevada license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt and a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. We're Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's the NFL's version of musical chairs. You've got 80 contestants for 53 chairs. And at 1 o'clock this afternoon, everybody had to be down at 53 players. That means a lot of people are, as they say in the National Football League, out on the street, so to speak. Gentleman Jim Dallas been looking at the Raiders and what they've been doing and what other teams are doing. I'm not sure if this is going to qualify as a surprise, but there were some raised eyebrows about a former number one draft pick.